Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at how do you get partners to help you fill a live event, a workshop, a seminar, a webinar, something that you are putting on. So live events and webinars are right now very popular. It certainly gives you a lot of leverage and it allows you to be able to speak to many people rather than trying to go one by one by one by one. But getting people to those events is increasingly becoming harder. Hey, people have so much choice. People have so much on. They're just busy in their own society. So you trying to get people to those events all by yourself is near impossible. Certainly a lot of frustration and a lot of angst in just having to constantly get on top of it and get people there. It becomes much easier when you actually do it through partners. And that's what we're going to go through today. Marketing people generally tell you with live events and webinars, hey, chuck up a Facebook ad, get yourself just being promoted on social media through your own groups and pages, do maybe a bit of pay-per-click, and sure enough, you'll have enough people there. That used to work. Okay? 4 or 5 years ago, that was exactly how you did it. And it was just so easy to do. You'd have an abundance of people there. Do that these days, and you'll be lucky if you have 2, 3, 4 people that turn up. Because these days, people have so much choice and they have so much free information online that they go, well, why would I bother going somewhere, spending my time to go find something out where I could probably just get that online anyway. So therefore, what I do is I go, great, what we need to do is change that around and go, how do I get a handful of partners who might be able to bring 3, 4, 5 people each? And if you've got 10 partners that bring 3, 4, 5 people each, well, now you've got a great crowd of 30, 40, 50 people. Okay, so that now becomes, to me, a far more efficient way of doing it. And it's not difficult to do. It just means that you have to think a little bit differently. You're going to have a different mindset. Because most of the time, we are used to doing everything ourselves. So we've got to be able to go, how do I do it in collaboration with others? So the first thing I do is I look in my own network to where I want that event held and go, well, who's around there? Who's on the ground there that might be able to assist in some way? They might be able to assist in the planning. They might be able to find venues for you. They might be able to assist in being able to speak to business groups that are happening to be there. And rather than in the past where you'd end up having to go there yourself to sort out all the logistics, to me, using partners to be able to help do that for you is such an easy way that saves you time, effort, money. Okay? But they can also end up doing a lot more for you. They know other people around that area that might be able to help you. They can open up new networks for you. So I know recently, as we're about to head into the US, and I asked my network, who else do people know over there? And all of a sudden, I had a whole bunch of people who I would have never known before in my past open up to me. And we've had great conversations about how we might be able to collaborate and do things together. So not only look into your own network, you need to ask your current network, who do they know? Who could they introduce you to? Who might they have in that particular area that would love to be able to partner and get involved in helping you fill your live event? Once you have got that taking place, I always then just go, you need to set up calls with those people. You can't just do things via email. Okay? That's the easy way, okay? But it's also the lazy way. Okay? Partners are going to help you when you speak to them, when they hear how excited you are about the event. When you can actually talk about, hey, how do we do things together? How can I help you also? Okay, so great, having partners helping you is fantastic, but don't forget that the more powerful you can help them, the more powerful the partnership will be, and the more likely it is that they will be able to do things for you. Okay? So set up calls with your partners to be able to have a quick chat and enhance the relationship. Okay? Turn it into a partner game. I know with big launches, and if you're around some big internet marketing people, well, they always turn their affiliates into a game. Well, you could do exactly the same with your partners. What is it that's important to your partners that they might really appreciate, which might just give them that little bit more incentive to bring along a few more people. The keys to it is communication, making it easy, and keeping the relationship. And they're generally the three things that people shoot themselves in the foot with. That they don't communicate often enough with their partners who are helping them fill the event. They expect their partners who are filling the event to do a whole bunch of things rather than just making it really easy for them. And in the end, they start the relationship, but then the relationship falls by the wayside because of the lack of communication. So if you're thinking, how do I fill an event? And again, whether that be workshop, webinar, a training event, how do I fill an event? It becomes extremely effective when you have half a dozen to 10 partners who can be filling that event for you. But as I said, the keys are how your communication with them, how you make it easy for them to do it, and the relationship that you have with them. Then think about, well, great, how do I turn that maybe into a game that gives even more incentive for people to be able to do more for me? What are the things that are important to my partners that I could offer them? So if I look at the format, the structure, what is the actual step-by-step process that I would go through? Well, the first thing I'd go through is create the live event. So what actually is it that you are going to do? Then the second thing is create the pages for it. Now I create not only an event page, but I also create a partner page, which lays out what it is to be a partner for us for that particular event, what we're going to be able to do for that particular person. And in the end, I can then send potential partners to that page for them to go, oh yeah, I'd like to be a part of that, or no, I don't want to be a part of that. Okay, so when I'm talking about partners filling events, I'm not talking about affiliates. These are purely partnerships where we don't pay the people. We give people exposure and we give people opportunities to be able to grow their business through the people coming to the event, rather than going, well, every time you sell a ticket, we'll give you a piece of the pie. But tickets aren't worth enough for a piece of the pie. I prefer to create an actual win-win collaboration partnership rather than an affiliate partnership. Okay? So have an understanding of that also, that that's what we're creating here. That doesn't mean affiliate partnerships don't work. Of course they do. But I'm going, well, how do you actually don't have to even pay people and get people to be able to fill events for you and be able to get people to partner with you? So it's create the live event, create the pages, an event page as well as a partner page. Then speak to your own network. Ask your own network who would like to be able to partner with you. Then ask your network who would actually like, ask your network who they know that they can introduce you to. Share the vision with your partners. Get them excited also. Okay? The more they see the picture, the more they see the vision, the purpose of why you're doing it, the more excited they get, the more help they'll give you. Be specific on how they can help you. Too many times, and I get it all the time, where I'm more than happy to help someone, and they go, oh, well, if you could just let your network know. Yeah, I can. I could let one person know, or I could go across social media and let 10,000 people know, or I could go across our whole network and let tens of thousands of people know. Be specific on how it is you actually want them to help you. And then stay in communication. Don't just talk to them once and then expect that, oh, they'll now do it for me all the time. Be in communication with them on a regular basis. Okay, if you're sort of 6 weeks out of an event, great, start off just weekly being in communication. If you're under 3 weeks out, maybe it's every fourth day. Okay, but you need to be able to communicate, because the more you communicate, the more you stay front of mind, the more they'll actually do things for you. So there's a simple little plan and outline on how do you get partners, without paying them, to be able to fill your live events for you. Yeah, it takes a little bit of work. It's not as easy as just going onto Facebook and setting up an ad and hoping that someone might come to you. But the results you get from here will be far greater and certainly far more cost effective than doing it any other way. And once you've done it the first and second time, well, now it just becomes a simple process to be able to do over and over and over again. It's a power of getting into other people's networks. You can try to find 30 people for a live event yourself, or you can have 10 people just bring 3 people each. That's far easier than you trying to find 30 people yourself. So hopefully that's been really helpful and really useful. Really look forward to being able to see the sorts of live events that you're doing and how you are getting partners to be able to fill them for you. And it doesn't matter at what price point this is. It is the concept and the process of partnerships. That's what we've gone through today. So it doesn't matter if you've got a free event, if you've got a $100 event, if you've got a $1,000 event, that does not matter. The concept and the process is exactly the same. Okay. For those that are just joining us today, make sure you pop on to referralmarketingguru.com.au, find our resource page there. There's great information, great templates and various other webinars on there that you can look and get all for free. And look forward to having you around again very soon. Take care, everyone.